Hey there, I just wanted to say that your landscape expo gave me goosebumps. I loved it. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much, Angela, from Horns and Halos podcast. That message you just heard was from her. She's responding to a segment that I had on one of the shows where I did, I think I just went into like a ukulele trance. I was just noodling around with the ukulele, just having fun, enjoying it. And I, you know, you just never know how something is going to be received by anybody once you put it out there in the world. You just never know. Hearing that someone enjoys it is, it feels great. It's a wonderful byproduct of creating the art that you want to see in the world. When you create the art that you want to see in the world and you're satisfied with what you're creating, in other words, you're in it, you're creating it, and you are satisfied with the art you're creating, after that, you know, as it's been said, it's not really ours. It is, because we created it, but it was more like the art was created through us. And if we're satisfied with what we created, then it really doesn't necessarily matter what the other opinions are. There are people who love the Beatles. There are people who hate the Beatles. It's such a crazy thing. So this is the morning after our show. And I came across pal Stanley here. I'm gonna ask him a couple of things, and then I gotta get this segment wrapped up because then we're gonna we gotta get packed up here and move all our Yachtly Crew stuff. But I came across pal Stanley walking by in the hallway. I noticed him taking some shampoo products off of a housekeeper's cart. So
if nobody else is going to take it, people, I'm taking it.
So, pal, you know, as many people as your fans know, as they've seen your videos, you know, you got quite a hairstyle that definitely I can imagine. At some point, you are going to need some shampoo for that, aren't you?
You know something, Inspirato? It's always nice to see you, baby.
Well, thank you. It was great to have you in the studio. I can't believe I just saw you walking around out here in this Reno hotel.
What a coincidence!
Mm-hmm. So you how many shampoo products did you swipe off that housekeeper's card?
Well, you know they only give you the standard two or three, so yeah. I got me some Desert Resort lotion.
Ooh. Good.
Some Desert Resort shampoo and conditioner, baby.
Oh.
You know my hair ain't real anymore.
Real anymore?
I've been using a wig since 1988.
Oh. I didn't know that. So are you washing the wig, or what's going on? Do you put the lotion in there, or how do you...
It's Rado. Don't get all wigged out.
Oh, okay. So I see. So what you're implying is there are some secrets that don't need to be told to the populace. Right.
There's some Ryan secrets.
Yeah. Ryan secrets. So, pal, what brings you out here? Are you doing... I thought I saw you out there street performing out there on the strip.
Well, I was out there streaking one night, baby. In fact, it was about 9 hours ago I was out there. Midnight.
I love it. Everyone's got their own perception of performance art and streaking.
You heard of the band Smashing Pumpkins, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm constantly smashing pumpkins.
Now, do you think that they were inspired to make their name based on what they saw you doing a lot of?
I don't know, but you know something. I know they're from where you're from. Chicago, baby!
That's right, they are. That's right, they are. Now, someone, you know, I heard that there are some crazy stories about you helping shape the musical landscape out there in the world. There are some stories of you meeting celebrities?
Well, there's a bunch of stories that's going on around out there. I would like to confirm and deny every single one of them.
That's probably the best policy, right?
Well, that way I stay out of trouble, people.
That's true. That's true.
Have you heard of the term twat rock?
I haven't, but you know what? That does sound like a great new genre. Is that like what? Please, let's dive further into this. What does it consist of?
Well, wait a minute. Now you talking about muff diving?
Is that what twat rock is about? Oh my god! I'm gonna wet my pants. Language. It's jibber jabber. It's language. It's jibber jabber. You know. You got the speaking French or shickle speaking?
Yeah,
jibber jibber.
Does that wire work for you or not?
It does. Because you know what? I had my own little adapter. Razzmatazz adapter. Razzmatazz adapter and jazz. Welcome to the Jack Nicholson Show. We're here talking with pal Stanley, who flew all the way in from Japan, and he brought a new little friend with him. Pal introduced. Tell the audience a little bit about your wonderful journey.
Well, you know, her name is Konnichiwa.
Is that what they call you over there?
Well,
in
her
Japan?
Real name is Young Sun Moon.
Oh, that's her. Oh, are you saying is that your bride?
No, I would never marry an Asian woman. Oh. Not that I don't love them, but they're just fighters. They fight for everything. All they want to do is cook, massage, and clean.
Now, what does she say about the fact that you only have one ear?
Well, you know, I didn't hear her say that.
I mean, good God. Good golly, Miss Molly, that makes a buttload of sense. Didn't hear more. Now, let me ask you this. Let's extend the question further, shall we? Do you ever like to dance with the devil by the pale moonlight? I ask that of all my friends. I just like the sound of it.
Well, you know, you kind of sound like Jack Nicholson when you say that. And you know what? I've met Jack. Jack's a real asshole.
Well, that's me. I'm Jack Nicholson. You just can't see me straight because you got all that face paint and dripping in your eyes.
I can't see nothing.
Pal Stanley. Ladies and gentlemen, Pal Stanley, a legend in his own time.
What do you mean? You can't see that? Oh. You see everything.
Now, did you hear what that
Shut
little
up,
lady...
Konnichiwa.
Oh, so you heard that. You heard that, but you didn't hear...
Well, that was in my left ear. I'm deaf in my right.
Oh, I gotcha. Now, do you ever do selective hearing?
Well, I select to hear what I want to hear when I'm ready to hear what I want to hear. You know, one of the greatest things about being in this band is, after the billions of records we've sold,
I still can't hear anything.
So let me ask you this. Does it come in handy only having one ear? For instance, did you ever get a side job in a side show?
Well, I figured that Kiss is always a side show. You know, we started out, you know, in the doldrums. We had nothing. We were wearing, you know, face paint, war paint, whatever you want to call it, paint. Back when, you remember the New York Dolls? They were one of the biggest bands in 72, 73. Our first show was at some small little shithole dump.
Yeah? What was the name of that little dump?
It was 1974.
I'll put this in airplane mode, so in case anyone calls in. All right, here we go.
And I don't remember the name of the place, but there's flyers online if you want to find it. And I'm sure all the Kiss fans know. They're going to probably, you know, chime in right now online while you're doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And tell you what it's like, because you know what? They know what it's like.
Well, you know, and the crazy thing here is, folks, there is the Kiss Carnival, after all, which is filled with plenty of surprises.
Well, there is, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, you're referring to the Kiss Cruise coming out of Florida, Fort Lauderdale, down the Bahamas in October. We do it every year. And usually we sell out within seconds. You know, 5,000 people coming out to see their favorite band. You know, and then, unfortunately for me, I have to stand around and actually talk to these people.
Well, I tell you, when I was spending all that time in that huge hotel trying to write that story, boy, day in and day out, I was going loopy out there. I nearly goddamn froze to death, but now I thaw it out and here I am. I guess one could call it cryogenically frozen in a scientific sense. I really didn't die out there in the maze. I became the Minotaur, by gum by golly, but that's a whole nother story. While I was there writing my book, pal, all I could do was put your music on the loop over and over and over again.
Surely you digress. Young son, do you want to say anything?
What you mean? I'm not saying nothing. What are you talking about? You don't want me your fan.
You love your fan.
Well, I love some of them.
No, you love all your fan. They make you rich.
Okay, well, shut the fuck up.
It's like six of one, half a dozen of the other. What I need to know is, how did you meet this little lady here? Is she a lady?
This little Konnichiwa?
Konnichiwa. Where did you meet this little Konnichiwa? Were you on, I'm imagining, mountains, perhaps, lava?
Well, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit it. She was the bathroom attendant. And she was passing out, you know, cologne and stuff. And
oh.
She helped me fix my makeup when I needed it. And then I just kind of signed her on, and she's been here ever since.
By gum, by
golly. Right, son? Right? Right, young?
That's right! You know, I've been here since day one!
Now, it looks like you two have a wonderful rapport with one another.
Well, I love my wife, though. Don't forget, I mean, I'm married, so.
Oh, so you're also married. I thought you were implying that you married this little person over here while you were out there in Japan.
Well, I married her in rock and roll terms.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
She's married to the band.
Oh, God. Oh, I gotcha. So she's sort of a band wife. Like a singular wife for kind of everyone.
Yeah, what
is that
they,
we're
what
getting
they,
at here?
What do they call those groupies? That's it.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
You know, and my friends, they're in that band, that Yachtly Crew band. They got a cool little thing they came up with. They call them groupies.
We love it, people.
Yeah, you know, I've heard, you know, it's wonderful. Different terms are growing out of this. I've heard groupies. I've heard Yahtzees. I've heard some various
those beer holder
things. Oh yeah. Tell them about those.
Cruisies.
I
believe
right,
that's a cruisie. Those are our friends, you know. Yeah. So yeah, gotta be nice.
Yeah, we got to, as the young kids say, a shout out to our pals Yatley Crew. Now, how did you pay for a plane flight with for? What's your little friend's name again here, pal?
Young Sun Moon.
Now, what's the arrangement here? So you say she's married to the band. Does she have a green card at this point?
Young?
I don't need no green card. I'm with you. I'm with Kiss. Kiss, I love Kiss.
See, she's got her own mind, so you can't do anything about it.
Well, you know, hashtag, as the young kids say, hashtag strong woman.
Well, the real thing is that you got to realize something here, Jack. Yeah, we're flying and driving, all private, all time, first class. So, you know, no one will ever find her until I give her up.
What you mean? Give me up, one thing,
take it easy. It's fine. Don't worry.
She sounds worried, but what, by giving her up, she sounds worried, like you're holding her for ransom or something.
Well, this is how we keep her in our grasp. You know, she's not a slave, but she's in our grasp.
Yeah. And yet she retains her own sassy mind, doesn't she?
And she wipes our asses.
Now, the next question is, how do you... How do you explain that dinner roll thing? You said you had a wonderful phrase about bread or something. I love bread, so I want to hear more about this.
Well, I'll repeat the statement because it's been said time and time again. I'm surprised you don't even know it. You know, the great thing about being a Kiss is that we get invited to the big dinners.
Oh.
But we always stick around for the rolls.
What do you like best about the rolls?
The butter.
So you like the butter. Now,
because we like to butter our bread. And we butter our bread with honeys. Oh. And there's lots of honeys out there.
Well, and heck, if you're going to butter
what the... What do you mean?
Shh, take it easy.
She sounds like there's a glitch.
While we're talking here, yeah. I want to bring in another friend of ours.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring in another friend. Who's this guy?
Mr. Eddie.
Mr. Eddie, can you please close the door back there? Yeah, we got the air conditioning on. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you so much. Oh, did you just crack a cold beer, Eddie?
No, but I just came from the main stage, you know. Oh, we got to post up now. Hey, Carlitos, we're going to roll up some wheat, man, right now. Hey, where's your wheat? Come on, I'll roll it, Jake.
Eddie, please, let's keep it classy here, okay?
What you mean, keep it classy?
Hey, man, come on now. You got no fight. There's no reason to be fighting right now. Post up.
Eddie, you said you have a wonderful term there. I'd almost say you're a poet if I didn't know it. You say post up. Does this mean you want to put words on your favorite social networks? Or I don't get it. Is this a video or is this pictures? What is that post up, Eddie?
Well, what it basically means, man, is that, you know, you show up, you plop down, you sit down right in your place, man. That's where you post up. That's where you're hanging out, you know. That's a new word for hanging out, man. You post up.
Oh, okay, like a military outpost or something, like a foxhole maybe.
Hey, man, I don't know what the kids are calling it nowadays, but when I call it, it's posting up.
So you post up, and then you...
Main stage.
So normally you're posting up around the main stage.
You know what?
Rock show or what kind of puppet show?
I'm a roadie for Pal Stanley, so, you know, I mean, I do whatever I want, I say whatever I want.
What you mean? You say whatever you want? No, you don't.
Hey, man, come on now, come on. Post it up.
Eddie, thank you so much for chiming in. It's time for you to go.
Eddie, Eddie, I just want to ask you a question real quick. Kurt, get out of here. This is my show right now. I just got to ask you, at what point did, Eddie, what point did you meet Pal's new band wife? Is she your, are you part of the band? Is she your wife too? I'm trying to figure things out here.
Well, first things first, man, you know, we were on the main stage, and we're posted up, and so I was smoking a joint, and Pal come over to me, he pointed her down the stage, man. He goes, hey, look at her, man. And I said, okay, I'll go get her. You want me to go get her? He says, go get her. So I went and I got her. Next thing you know, she's posted up backstage, on the main stage, with me. So we're back there.
Oh.
We're rolling up big fatty, smoking weed.
Right, right.
And then, you know, Pal hires us to come in and, you know, take care of business. So that's what we do. We post up, we smoke weed, we take care of business.
And so by what kind of business are you taking care of? Are you mostly, what do you mean?
Well, I make sure that, you know, when they got alcohol, that I get to drink it all. And I eat their food, their leftovers.
Oh, I gotcha. Pal, what do you think about this? That you got this guy eating up all your good food.
Well, somebody's got to do it, people.
So now does this mean that you don't mind at all if you come off stage? You got a hungry belly and half the grapes are gone.
I only eat raisins and peanuts, people.
As long as they're rolls with butter, I guess I'm getting the.
Well, you know, we stick around for the rolls. I didn't say we eat the rolls.
No, man, that's my job. I post up, man. I eat the rolls.
What you mean? You don't eat nothing.
Come on, man.
So you're telling me you just like to put the butter on the roll. You're just not necessarily eating the roll. You're leaving it there for Edward. Edward? Is that your Edward? Is that your Christian name?
No, my friend's called me Eddie, man.
Oh, Eddie. Okay, Eddie. You look like a Mexican James Dean.
Well, you know, my mama called me Eduardo, so, you know, that's
Eduardo, that's good. Eduardo. Very gentlemanly name.
My nickname is Posta.
Post up, that's good. Now, what do we hashtag this for the what do they call that? Generation millennia youngsters.
I call it generation bullshit, man.
Generation hashtag generation bullshit.
What you mean bullshit? What? Come on, get that there. You got that done.
Eddie, I'm very curious. Whoa. Someone tried to run us off the road here. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first on the Jack Nicholson Show. Now, what I want to know here is, Eddie, how well do you get along with the new band wife? What stuff do you talk about?
Well, you know, I mean, hey, man, she's cool, I guess, you know. Well, she posts up, too. You know, we get high, we smoke weed. We joke about, you know, smokitude and how high can you be. That's what we do.
Oh, so you really try to get up there, get really high up there.
I believe the phrase is never too high, man.
You know, I believe I was in that space quite a few times throughout my career and personal life. If you've ever heard of the movie Head that the Monkees were in, I put that movie together, and I would have to say it had a lot to do with the Kush up there in Humboldt County in that little cabin we stayed at right in that movie. Now, Eddie, are you in a band? Are you a musician as well?
Dude, I've been playing in bands since I was a kid, man. I mean, I play in like 40 bands, you know. But my main band right now, we're doing, you know, we do like a hard heavy metal kind of thing, you know, like you know, like Air Supply and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
That's a real deal right there.
Like the screw, is that some nice melodies and.
You ever heard that song All Out of Love?
Oh yeah.
I play a metal version of that, man.
Amen.
And you know something? So Lost Without You, you remember that song?
I think so. I'm trying to go through my memory bank. Remind me.
We do like you know, I'm all out of love. I'm all out without you. I know you're right. Believe it for so long. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's marvelous. When can we expect to hear that single out there on the radio waves?
Eddie, shut up. That's not terrible. That's horrible. Don't put that on the fucking light.
Doesn't sound like she likes that. She doesn't like that song, Eddie. Why not?
I don't know, man. You know, I'll post it up. Come on.
I mean, look, you know, it's all fair game. I mean, she could add maracas. Hey, what about add maracas? A kazoo, perhaps.
Better yet, she could put her mouth on my dick.
Uh-oh. Well, pal, how do you feel about that?
She can play the skin flute.
Uh-oh. Pal, what are your thoughts about those? Do you have comments about what this Eddie guy just said, Eduardo?
Well, you know, some people, they just have to say what they want to say. I don't have any control over that.
Land of the free, home of the brave, I always say.
So as long as they show up and eat the food, then we're all really happy.
Well, and at least you got those dinner rolls to put the butter on, right? Are you the designated butter roll butterer? Like, do you get kind of territorial with the buttering the rolls?
Well, you know, sometimes we refer to them as rocket rolls.
Oh, rocket rolls. And why is that? That sounds like a wonderful name.
Because I party all night and rocket every day.
Oh, that makes sense. Now, something tells me
I reversed that. I'm sorry. It's rock and roll all night and party every day.
Now, were you inspired to write that song because of the dinner rolls?
You know, I just think that back in 1975, no one had ever written that song before. And so, you know, we decided we were going to write a song that was going to be an anthem that, you know, would sell billions and billions of records like we have. And so, you know, now we're 7 billion fans now? I think there may be that. There's only like 8 billion people on the earth. We own 7/8 of the earth.
I've noticed you guys are quite the businessmen, and definitely there are no other acts like you out there in the world. I've heard compared you guys to the very, very strong connections to the Beatles parallels.
Well, I'm very humbled by your statement there. That means a lot to me, you know, because we're the biggest Beatles fans in the world, and they're our biggest fans too. Even John still talks to me all the time.
Oh, what, through seances or are we talking psychic? Are psychic ability? Are you talking about John Lennon? You're talking about John Lennon here.
He's
okay,
not dead.
What do you mean?
He faked his death because he was tired of dealing with Yoko.
Oh, good God! Oh, geez.
What do you mean? Yo, what the kind of Yoko? No, that's not right. That's not fair. You can't say that.
Uh-oh, there's a kerfuffle going on.
Hey, Eddie, man, come on, cool down, pull stuff,
Eddie's
man,
trying
on.
To hold her back now from swiping.
Hey, smoke this joint. Yeah. Come on.
Now, pal, you defended your face quite well. I could tell you didn't want her to mess up the makeup on your face. You blocked yourself pretty well there.
Well, every time she slaps me across the face, I got to reapply. So, you know.
Yeah, right. You kind of learn to, you kind of look for the signs, don't you?
You should see my ass.
Oh, boy. Now, is that, I'm one, now, did were you asking for that, or is that something that was that in retaliation to you being mean to her, or what are you referring to?
Oh, no, I'm never mean.
Are we talking 50 Shades of Grey kind of stuff here?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the greatest things about being in this band is that you can tell anyone to do anything you want to, and they'll pretty much do it. So, once I'm tired of her smacking me in the face, then I bend over, and I ask her to spank me.
Yes, yes. Oh.
Hey, pal, come on, man. Stop. Fuck, man. Come on. Don't be like that, man. Don't give away your secret, man. Come on.
Oh, Eddie, something tells me. How do you know about this secret? Do you know more than you're letting on about these situations, Eddie?
Well, next day, man, next to Young Sun Moon, I gotta wipe this guy's ass. So, you know, what else am I supposed to do? When I'm on the main stage, come on.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you're on the main stage, you do get a lot more accomplished, one would think. Well, thank you guys for being on the show here.
You know, I'm real sorry we got to cut it off there, Jack, but it's time to go. We'll say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, man, we'll see you next time on the airways, right? Yeah, on the main stage? We're going to post up over there. Okay. Peace out, man. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Jack Nicholson podcast. Howlin' Jack. This has been another Howlin' Jack podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get back to you later with some more very intriguing information.
That was the water.
Good day. This is your friend, Carl Sagan, broadcasting to you via Inspirado Projecto Radio, transmitting directly from Jupiter, the center of Jupiter. I was cryogenically frozen and then rehatched, thawed, if you will. On the planet Jupiter. We are here, riding a space bus. We just picked up a very unusual, a very unusual hitchhiker. He was out here. Many of you know of the movie Total Recall. Well, that's actually based on a true story. I, in fact, live there now. While we were riding our space bus, we saw a hitchhiker out there, and I will this man needs no introductions. However, he is a large German fellow.
Hold on, we'll leave it now. You got to get it right, Carl. One of the things about the movie that we're talking about here is the Total Recall, right?
Yes, I was telling them this is a true story.
Wait a minute, I thought you were going to talk about Terminator.
Oh, we can, of course. We are living on the Total Recall planet. However, we can talk about Terminator. Is that your favorite film you've done in the past?
It doesn't matter, because guess what? I was governor of California.
And when you were governor of California, did it ever inspire you to dress in your commando gear and conduct meetings dressed in your commando gear, perhaps with a bazooka laid out on the official meeting table?
Every time in the governor mansion, I would get out of bed, and Maria, she'd be right there next to me, and the maid too in the bathroom, right? So I'd get out of the bed in my costume, and then I'd put on my Terminator gear. And then I say, hey, guess what, Maria? I got Total Recall.
So let me get this straight. When you were governator, did you have a personal, I've heard rumors through the grapevine, and by grapevine I mean the Inquirer, because inquiring minds want to know.
I trust that newspaper, by the way.
And, well, that's very good, because this credible information has stated that you have every once in a while used a personal prosthesis artist to apply the Terminator makeup on you when you've gone into official meetings.
One of the things that, made me very popular with the masses was that, I've been a Hollywood movie star since I was from Muscle Beach, 1978.
Well, yes, was that one of your stomping grounds, as they say, hanging out on Muscle Beach?
One of the things that I always think about is the fact that, we got a lot of things that we could discuss here. But one of the things I will not discuss is the women. Too many women.
Why are there too many women, Mr. Schwarzenegger?
I defer to the Klang.
Is that one of your favorite phrases that perhaps you used while you were a governator?
Wait a minute, you know what? We got the friend coming in the studio right now.
Well, who is the... Oh, we have another hitchhiker who's going to come into the space bus here.
Hey.
What? Is
hey,
this Jimmy I'm not, Stewart?
I'm not hitchhiking here. Wait a minute, Arnie?
Jimmy, say hello to my friend, Mr. Carl Sagan.
I'm Carl Sagan, a scientist and a journalist and a...
Well, wait a minute now. Who the hell are you?
Well, I was cryogenically frozen. Apparently, you were as well. Unless you're are you a clone or are you perhaps a goose?
Well, no, I was just a big Hollywood movie star back in the since the 20s. I mean, I've been around forever. I don't know who the hell you are. Why am I talking to this guy, Arnie?
Jimmy, trust me. Take it easy. It's going to be fine.
Jimmy, let me get this straight here. Jimmy Stewart, you're normally known as a gentleman.
Well, I don't know about gentlemen here, people, but I'll tell you one thing. Mary! Come on! You remember my favorite line, right?
Yes, your favorite
Jimmy,
line.
Jimmy, everyone knows your fucking favorite line, okay? That's enough.
I believe
enough.
It is.
Enough with the White Christmas, okay?
I believe it had something to do with putting a lasso around a moon.
You
the
know,
Earth's moon, not the Jupiter moon.
One of my favorite lines and one of my favorite movies, what do they call that? A Christmas miracle or whatever the hell it was?
Yes.
A Christmas Carol or...
Right.
Well, Miracle on 34th Street, I think it was. No, that's not it. It's something else.
Oh, it's a wonderful miracle on 34th
Street. It's a wonderful life.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you see that sampler I got right there? You see, that's the Techno 808, motherfucker.
That's an amazing sampler. What other things do you have on that sampler?
I got all kinds of crap. Whatever you want to hear there, Carl.
Well, I would really love it if you could find the... find us...
You know who I got on this one?
Well, which one do you have on there?
I've got Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, well, let's go ahead and hear it.
Well, in fact, let's not just put it on the amp. Let's bring him on in. Hey, Paul, get in here.
Paul, come on now. Get in here. Get over here.
Paul.
Get on the mic. Come on, Sir man. Get Paul on the mic.
Sir Paul McCartney. Why, hello, Sir Paul McCartney.
Well, hello there, too. It's nice to see you. Is everyone doing all right?
Well, yes, we're doing very well. Now, Sir Paul McCartney, there are rumors out there through my trusted source, the National Enquirer, because inquiring minds want to know.
I love that paper.
So, Paul, I must ask here. There's a rumor that you had died, and this man I'm speaking to right here is actually a man named Billy Shears. How much truth is there to this rumor?
Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about, frankly. I mean, you know, so I've been around here, you know, up and down the block several hundred thousand times. You know, once I got United, I basically gave up giving a shit about anything.
How often do you wear a suit of armor around your house?
Well, you know, me and the Queen, we're like this, you know. I'm giving the crossover finger thing, you know, right? So, just so you know, for your listeners out there. But one of the great things about being in this Beatles band is that you know, me and John, we had a special thing that we could never escape. And regardless of whether they think that Paul is dead, I really wonder if they know that John is dead, because in my mind, he's not.
Really?
And is that a yes or a no?
Oh goodness, are you implying that John, in addition to Jimmy Stewart, and
hey, now.
And yourself, that it's a possibility. Wait here, let me push this button here.
Why, hello. Oh, look at that. We've got my old pal, Paul McCartney.
Check hello. It out. Is that John? Is he here?
Oh, my goodness. Is this
he
John
just
Lennon?
Walked in the door.
Hello there. Yes, I was there. Can I have this?
I thought this interview was going to be about me.
Well, take a minute here, Arnie. We got the legends here. We got Paul and John. Come on.
I love you. I love your movie there, Mr. Stewart.
You know something? It's nice to see you again, John.
Well, hello there, Paul.
It's been a long time. Hey, mate, when are we going to write a song together again?
Well, we can do it. I've got to go back to bed very shortly with Yoko, because we're in our bed piece. We love sitting there with all the media around us.
Are you still sitting in that same bed?
We're just still there peacefully.
Now, that's one thing I just can't understand. Why are you two still staying in that fucking bed and laying around with your hair long and all that crazy shit, you hippie motherfuckers?
Well, I've been reading a lot about from the good book, as they call it, the Bible. And although we are bigger than Jesus, especially if you add us up all combined.
You can't say bigger than Jesus.
We're largely, if you add us all together, we're largely the size of you, large man. Who are you, by the way?
Well, you know who I am, man.
You know who I am. I've been around forever. I'm Jimmy Stewart, man. Come on.
Well, Jimmy and Paul, who's this other large man?
I was the governor of California. You don't know this?
I've been in a different place.
Well, you know, you must have missed out. Missed all the good time.
Although we don't have Yoko and I don't have a telly.
What do you mean? We don't have Yoko.
We don't... Yoko... Yoko and I, we lay in the bed. Although we don't have a telly, we are on the telly quite a bit.
John, one of the things I never understood is why you wasted so much time. As gifted as you are, you could be sitting there writing songs instead of laying in bed and doing nothing. I mean, you know, it takes a lot to be a Beatle. I don't know what came of you.
It really does. I think part of it is bringing the dreaming life into the waking life. And when you're there in bed, it just keeps reminding you that even with your eyes open, you're still sort of dreaming, aren't you?
That's not well said, but I'll take it.
Imagine all the people living life as peace. Imagine all the beds there that could be filled up right now, but they're just all sitting there empty.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to skedaddle. I hear my wife calling me from the distance.
What you mean?
I've got to get back in bed, get back in my PJs, and grow my beard longer.
Are your sheets clean?
Well, that's the thing. We haven't had the maids in there for about a good 40 years now.
You know, it's not bad, but one thing I'd like to end with before I go, because, you know, the Queen is calling. I'd like to say hello. We love you. Peace.
Paul, come scrub me back again.
And Ringo, you could go fuck yourself.
Jeez, the Queen has got quite a mouth on her. All right, well...
Well, thank you very much for stopping in here.
La la, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hey, now, I'm not done yet. When's my turn? I got nothing. I didn't get to say anything.
No, you can still...
Mary!
Mary! You can definitely tell us more about lassoing the moon of the Earth.
So, Carl, I mean, in your expertise, really, are there really rings around Saturn?
Some have said there are rings around Saturn and octagons around Uranus.
Do you believe in anal rings?
I think that is before my time. I do love Uranus. I do love the dust on Uranus.
What you mean, anal ring?
Well, the dust is a conductive
material.
Wait, who let
her in here? Why has she got a microphone?
Q is this woman
here. Hey, Yoko,
here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yoko, we are in the middle of a very important interview.
You know, I'd just like to chime in one last thing I want to say.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Yoko, you're a bitch.
Uh-oh. She apparently had destroyed the Beatles.
Hey, now, let's keep it classy here. I mean, we don't have to be mean to people.
That is a rumor.
I believe you, Jimmy. Jimmy, remember that one time we had gay sex? Remember that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think I remember, Arnie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Right there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
Well, don't get out of here. I'm going to put it in there again.
Oh,
look out. Look out!
Well, now this scene has turned into territory not expected to be explored.
I'd like to say we can keep it classy here. So.
Hello there,
Paul. I'm out of here. Bye.
Paul says.
Well, then I guess that means I'm going to follow Sir Paul McCartney to go meet the Queen. And we're down in West Hollywood, by the way.
Oh goodness! Well, we're just going to keep our space bus going here.
That's where I want money.
We shall be back again.
So, time is now 7:27 p.m. The same day, we've dropped off the van. We're now waiting for a Lyft ride to pick us up. I'm here with Philly Ocean. He's inside the gas station. And that is the end of another extraordinary Yachtly Crew adventure. I might add some little giblets here to even it out. These people are pulling out. So, Phil, do you have any final thoughts about this? This is kind of like the punctuation mark. Any final thoughts about this trip we had?
Yeah, I mean, if this is what living the rock and roll life is like, I don't understand why people do cocaine.
Yeah. No, I don't get it at all.
Because who needs it? I mean, that's right. This has been such an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Why do you need anything else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It was so crazy. We learned so many interesting stories from people on this trip. And I look forward to more. We have a series of, I think it's like seven shows maybe? Is it seven more?
Seven shows, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, six shows, Saturday.
Oh my God.
Six shows in 7 days.
Oh my God. So there you have it, folks. I will be podcasting more and more in the future, so you can keep your ear out for that. Take care.